So appropriate that the stage is cleared here for Tiger. Can he do it again? Well, this would be another great example of why Tiger is Tiger.
I don't like snacking because then it just makes, I eat snacks like I eat a meal.
I'm a big snack guy.
Yeah. Like when you go to the grocery store, like you're getting snacks for the house. Like you're getting like chips, pretzels.
I try not to buy snacks because I end up grazing, as they call it.
Yeah.
Go to the kitchen.
True.
Grab a snack and then about an hour later, I'm right back in there looking.
I'll have dinner. And then like within the next 15 minutes, I'm having a bowl of cereal.
Oh, for real?
Oh, yeah.
I try not to eat after dinner.
Like, James will hear my spoon clinking around while we're playing. What you having? Cereal?
No way.
I love cereal, too.
What's the go-to night cereal? Is it different from the day cereal?
It's all the same.
All the same?
What do you have right now?
I have the Frosted...
Mini-Wheats?
No.
Those are fucking good.
The Frosted Honey Bunches of Oats.
Interesting.
I didn't know they came frosted.
Yeah.
They're already good on their own.
Yeah.
Dude, I love all those cereals. Like I all of those cereals are so good. Like I just can't bring myself to purchase a box ever.
I don't, because I know I'm gonna crush it. Yeah. That's literally why I don't buy it. Yeah. Even if it's fucking Honey Nut Cheerios, like in my last 2 days, donezo. Yeah.
See, those are good. Plain, no milk. A little snack bag.
Toss a handful in.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. A little snack bag. I never thought about it like that.
You don't have to have it with milk.
Yeah, but...
it's better.
It's definitely better. Yeah, I mean, you know what snack I've been falling for a lot recently is, man, I'm a total sucker for popcorn. I love popcorn a lot.
Plain popcorn?
No.
Cheesy.
But, oh, yeah, it's got to be the buttery, cheesy, you know, anything. I mean, really, really my favorite go-to is... Trader Joe's has a bag of white cheddar, and it's like $1.99, and that shit is like so fucking good.
The puffs?
Yeah, I mean they're I don't know. They have
low calories, so you can eat a shit ton of
it. The blue bag?
No, mine's like a pink bag.
Oh,
pink with the. But yeah, I mean I know what you're talking. Those are great too. I mean I love like the popcorn texture and just the flavor profile. Oh my god! But like, and it's it's $1.99. I don't know how many things in life are still that cheap.
I just don't like the aftermath of eating popcorn.
I fucking hate the kernel. The kernels in my teeth.
Fuck.
I have to floss after.
Yeah. You gotta see, dude. This is why you need to be a water flosser again, dude. The water flosser is clutch for those moments.
I don't know.
I just use a little pick.
Yeah.
Even at the movies, I just sit there the rest of the movie, just trying to pick them
my
out.
Tongue, like trying to grab at my, because it always like cups around the back of my tooth and in my gum. It's in between my gum and my tooth.
Yeah.
Wedged in there. And I'm like,
it's impossible.
I can feel it.
And I'm like trying to get it out. And it's such a relief to get it out.
But I mean, still the OG is just movie theater buttery popcorn. Yeah. And then if you want to go like a step further, it's like you get the large, but then you get like a little separate, like little foldable box. You split it, and then you butter each layer, and then you mix them up, and then you put it back. And so then you got a nice buttery coating throughout the whole popcorn.
It's not butter.
It's oil.
It's delicious is what it is, and I can confirm that
it's like vegetable oil with butter flavoring.
Yeah. But yeah, that's obviously the go-to. I do really enjoy that.
Interesting you brought up Trader Joe's. I have it written down. I wanted to talk about Trader Joe's. And specifically, I got their sushi on the weekend.
Get the fuck out of here.
It was pretty fucking good. I'm not gonna lie.
No way.
Don't sleep on grocery store sushi.
Dude.
Trader Joe's ain't a regular grocery store.
To be fair, Rob, I have had good grocery store sushi.
Yeah?
I don't think it deserves as much flame as it gets. I really don't.
I try not to eat it. Trader Joe's would be the exception.
Yeah, no, I mean, I would have a pretty high confidence that Trader Joe's would be able to pull it off, but I'm very curious. First of all, now I have lots of questions. Which section was it in, one? Like, where would I purchase it? And then two, what was the sushi roll like? Or like
just a California roll.
Oh, God, see, I can't do that. I can't do no California roll.
That's all they have. It was really good. It's where, like, all the pre-made meals are, like, you know, they have, like,
oh, like
turkey
the tikka
wraps
masala.
And, like,
yeah,
like, all
I
that
gotcha.
Kind of stuff. Like, not frozen, ready-to-eat meals, basically.
Yeah, the fresh. Yeah.
Do they have the sushi bar in there, like, where they
no.
prepare it? Probably in the back. I know Ralph's
probably
has, like, those
shows
sections.
Up on a refrigerated truck.
Because Ralph's has those sections, and they make those. They're all fresh.
Yeah.
Fresh with
allegedly.
Quotation marks around
fresh. Someone's telling me, like, all the sushi you eat is frozen fish, like... Unless you go to a really nice place.
Yeah, a large majority is,
like,
for sure.
Even though it's like, you know, raw sushi, sashimi and nigiri or whatever, like, it's frozen fish.
Yeah.
That mm-hmm. sucks.
Yeah, I mean, people don't want to admit it, but they're not willing to pay for fresh fish. I mean, they just got to be honest with themselves. I mean, people bitch about the grocery prices now, and it's like, we eat the most processed, like, mm-hmm. mass-produced, low-cost food that you could get, and it's still expensive. So it's like, the you know, people just don't want to admit it, but like I said, the thought of, you know, you gotta, to get fresh fish and to eat fresh fish would be very expensive. You wouldn't, most people wouldn't want to pay that cost.
Yep.
Yeah, the grocery store from Trader Joe's, they only had the California roll?
That's what I remember, yeah.
Mm.
It was pretty good. Pleasantly surprised. It just sounded good at the time.
Over the weekend.
Nice little treat.
Little California roll.
Little treat ski.
Yeah, no, that I could live in that section of Trader Joe's that, like, fresh, whatever you want to call it, like the not frozen mm-hmm. prepackaged stuff. So good. I was actually really sad today because Mia went to Trader Joe's today and did not get me my favorite prepackaged meal from Trader Joe's.
Popcorn?
Well, I gave her crap about not getting the popcorn either. I mean, the truth is that we do have popcorn, but it's not like the Trader Joe's one.
We have popcorn.
But it's like it's the fresh tikka masala. I think that's like literally my favorite prepackaged meal mm-hmm. ever.
I love like chicken tikka masala.
So good. It's my favorite.
They
used to
change the packaging, so I wasn't sure if it was the right one.
Yeah, because Trader Joe's is interesting because they have the frozen version and then they have like the fresh packaged one, and the fresh packaged one is elite. Super good. The only thing that can be mildly annoying is that they literally have like a 2 or 3 day expiration thing. So it's like you gotta eat that shit right away.
Do you think it's the frozen ones are about to expire and they just cook it up real quick or heat it up? And
no.
It's the other way around. It almost is going bad, so they freeze them.
I could see that. Like 2 days before it expires, they take all that inventory and move it over to the frozen section. So overnight it freezes.
Yeah.
Dude, I just hate shopping there. It's fucking chaos. You ever gone on like Saturday or Sunday? Chaos. And of course, they're still, their whole thing is that they, you know, like stock shelves during the day. So they don't have to pay like overnight workers to come in and try and keep the prices low. But it's a fucking, it's a shit show.
The one thing I will say about TJ's though is that
good customer service.
They have like 12 lines.
Yeah.
You never have to wait all that long in a Trader Joe's.
It's not that part. It's the part of just shopping and moving around a cart that sucks.
Yeah.
But yeah, their ability to help people quickly is good.
It is so interesting that something so good can come from a company that is, you know, the Trader Joe's parent company is Aldi, right?
Not that surprised.
And Aldi is like a terrible store.
At least the ones in America. Yeah.
And they're terrible.
I hear good things about the European ones. But
oh, yeah. I think out of the States is perfect.
It's dog shit here, apparently. But over there, it's good. It's all like ripoff foods. You ever been in there? Like, it's all like the Aldi version of every food that you can think of.
Where's your Aldi located?
In Oceanside?
Yeah.
Oceanside Boulevard in college.
Is it near any old age homes?
Kind of. Yeah.
I have a theory.
Maybe there's something to it.
That they give all the expired foods? Because Aldi's on by, in like Laguna Hills, pretty sure all their shit's like about to expire, and they give it to all the old, like in the old age community, because they know they're not gonna be around long enough for it to last.
Damn, that's cold.
Maybe they're gonna live like two more weeks.
I don't know. Jesus. Because you get bananas, and like the next day they're old, they're brown.
Gross.
Maybe that's just they figured out that that demographic kind of fits. That's their demographic. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, I just this random comment about just now we're on this grocery kick that like I swear I vow that if I ever win the lotto, like I will only bless my body with Whole Foods delivered straight to my doorstep. Just order whatever the fuck I want and just only eat delicious groceries all the time. Yeah,
I would just have like a personal chef, so I don't even have to do that.
True.
That's what I would do.
Yeah, I mean that's
that if you really want to, if we're talking bougie leveling up. That I'm not thinking about
that's
cooking.
That's even more bougie than what I
do. I know. I'm trying to do it better than you. Yeah. I'm not fucking... They're going to Whole Foods and not curating a list. Cooking. Huh?
If you enjoy cooking, then it's...
I don't enjoy cooking. I don't want to spend, like, hours a day. And doing dishes. I don't want to do that either.
We actually... Our neighbor just told us that he has signed up for a cooking program. So...
The Cordon Bleu or what?
It's... I don't know. It's a 12-week program. And it's I want to say it's I all I remember about it is that I'm pretty certain it's 12 weeks or maybe it's 8 weeks. I forget the duration of time, but it's like $200 a class, and you get to keep all the food that you cook. But they go over like everything, like they go over like soups, like meats, like knife skills, like everything. It's like a fully comprehensive class, and I was like,
this is for like job training or just like just. Domestic
no,
skills.
No. Just be like, just like improving your like home cooking skills.
Okay. It's $200 per class?
Yeah.
And it's 16 weeks?
No, it's 12 or 8. I think it's 12. I want to say it's 12.
Seems expensive.
Yeah. So is it one class a week or how does it work?
You get to keep the food you make?
Yes.
I'd fucking hope so.
What are they going to throw it away?
Yeah, but like, you know.
They shop for me? You mean they provide the materials in which I pay $200 per class for?
I think that there's a certain, I don't know. I thought about it and I was like, honestly, like that would be like low-key kind of fun.
Like a certain je ne sais quoi, you know.
A je ne sais quoi? Well, because like, I think of like,
Max
oh,
will appreciate
man.
That one.
I would.
Sorry, go ahead.
What?
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I mean. If it wasn't for Mia being such a good cook, like I think I would consider doing something like that. It seems like such low.
You could. Just because she's good at cooking doesn't mean you also
what?
Can.
Dude,
me.
What the fuck? I mean, you think you can't have two cooks in the kitchen? That's not how it works.
Well, no, only one of you is in at a time.
You can.
It
prep.
Would not. It would not go over well. I promise you. It would just not.
I
be
think
good.
You're a good cook. We've had your meals before. It's good.
Yeah, I mean, dude, don't get me wrong. Like, I can follow a meal, like a recipe, and like I can do it just fine. And like,
but some people can't do that. I'm gonna be honest.
It,
some
really?
People are not good at following recipes. 100%, dude. Some people fuck it all up.
Some people don't salt their food.
Yeah, no, that's wild.
Coldest take of all time.
Why are you laughing so hard, Rob? You got a story to tell?
No.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
Careful.
I don't salt my food.
You well, don't? Rob cooked it. Rob cooked steak and he didn't salt it or pepper it. Did you pepper it?
No.
Coldest steak of all time.
Wait. For real?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it wasn't medium rare. It was well.
So he just eats cardboard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't like cooking.
Lesson learned.
Don't like cooking.
Like, to be able to go in a fridge and just make something absolutely delicious, I think that would be so cool. I don't know.
Am I cool?
Take a class.
You are cool. Yeah, but it's on Saturdays, and Saturdays are for running these days, so.
Saturdays are for gaming.
Well, the evenings, yeah, absolutely. Huh?
Got a game.
Got to level up.
You can run the class, depending on how far it is.
You know,
where's class? Yeah.
I didn't ask him where it was.
Beckman High School.
Right here.
It's in Santa
Ana. Oh, Santa Ana.
Santa Ana City College? SAC or whatever?
No.
It doesn't sound... Yeah, I was about to say, it didn't sound like it was a college thing.
It's
I think
at the 4th Street Market.
Yeah, oh, I mean, okay. Like, because I asked him. Cause
damn, I wasn't trying to put him down.
Because he told me that there was no, like, textbooks. There's no, like, written work or anything like that. And I was like, okay, that would turn me off really fast if there was, like, some sort of accreditation that you had to earn. I was like, no, I'm not doing all that. But the actual practical skills of just, I don't know. I thought it would be cool.
Like, pierce the top, cook it for 3 minutes, peel it back, stir it up, put the lid back down. Cooking for another minute 30, like that kind of stuff. Chef Mike in the building.
I had a feeling Chef Mike joke was coming soon.
Greatest of all time.
Yeah, the undefeated goat.
Dude, I'll never forget when you said that joke for the first time. I don't think I stopped laughing for
Chef Mike
for a good 10 minutes.
I think that's from Kitchen Nightmares.
I remember you told
he was the guy, they were like, who made the fucking mac and cheese? The guy's like, Chef Mike.
Wait, I think we actually need to look this up. We're going to look this clip up on YouTube right now. We're actually going to do this because I would love to see this clip of the guy getting chewed out and just the Chef Mike.
I cannot sit and watch. Sorry.
Come rival on, stuff?
Yeah.
It's not as fun as playing, that's for sure. Dude, sometimes we're playing and it is like ADHD overload. Like, the amount of shit happening can be a lot.
Shit. Let's see if it pops up.
Oh, there it is.
Chef Mike out of a window. We can't watch the full episode.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm not trying to...
Clip, just like you need a clip.
Okay, I think this will be it. All right, we're watching the Kitchen Nightmare Chef Mike a clip. 2 hours and 30 minutes. On the dining experience
at El Greco. They're going to run us over.
Yeah, a car ran up.
It's a firing squad.
I fixed the problem in a restaurant. I ran over everybody.
Chef Mike, you've been so busy. It's time for you.
Well, this is just him destroying the microwave, I think.
Yeah.
I don't think it's him asking the kitchen staff, like, yeah, who cooked this? The return of Chef Mike.
Of Chef Mike.
And that's unfortunate. That guy's name is Chef Mike.
All right. Well, can't find the clip. I'm sure. I feel like it would be on Instagram Reels or something like that. But
yeah,
we don't need to see a clip of him throwing out a microwave. That's just for television.
I think my favorite clip is him.
The idiot sandwich.
No, because that feels like set up. Feels like too good. Does that make sense? It sounds like a movie line.
Yeah.
One that I really like is him asking the crew, like, is anything here not microwaved? And he's like, the salad. Dead serious.
Of course you don't microwave a salad, you fucking donut.
Is it the same episode?
I don't think so, but it's really good.
Salad. That's funny.
Great show.
Kitchen Nightmares.
Girl Scout cookies are in season. What's your favorite?
Calling it a favorite is even a stretch for me, but I mean, like, whatever. The Thin Mints are all right. The Caramel Delights are all right. To me, they're barely edible. I mean, they're not something I crave ever.
That's the coldest take of all time.
Can we acknowledge that there's like 8 different cookies and 6 of them are mid or below?
I think you're wrong.
We have a lot of good minority
here. See, Alexis agrees with me. They're not. Yeah, I mean, who knows who's doing that quality control over the years, but.
The Scouts.
And then not only that, you're overpaying.
You're paying supporting for their programs or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So like,
fuck them kids.
I'm just saying, like, you know, it's like $10 a box, and they're just like mid cookies. Like, so it's, I don't know. It's like $2 for the cookies, $8 for the I don't know. Just not a huge Girl Scout. Don't get me wrong, I'll have one or two, but it's like, I don't know.
Like, you're bugging.
I'm bugging?
Yeah.
So you're telling me you'll go through, like, sleeves at a time?
Oh, they're that I could. Good? Easy, oh, yeah.
Samoas and Thin Mints
in the freezer?
Me up.
That's a sleeve. 1 minute gone, maybe.
If you want a year-round Thin Mint, you can get the Mint Oreos. Those are similar taste.
Golden Oreos are fucking gas. You guys have never had those?
I've had them.
Double stuffed Golden Oreo.
I had to switch to them.
You switched.
I had to switch to the Goldens because the kids were leaving the Oreos around and the dogs were eating them.
They were leaving Oreos around.
Why are they doing that? Just eat them.
Dude, kids be doing the most wild stuff, huh?
Yeah. Always leaving chocolate around. So what the fuck?
Kids say the darndest things.
Why would they? I don't understand. Why would they leave chocolate around? You would think that that would be just gone instantly.
Think as a kid of candy. Not going to last.
I don't think I ever left it. Like, if somebody gave me dessert, like, there's zero chance that I was not going to eat every single bite of whatever dessert it was.
You can't eat all your Halloween candy in one go.
Well, yeah, but...
You try.
Yeah. You try.
You give it a college try.
Your tummy hurts.
My stomach hurt.
How come Rivals doesn't have cross-platform competitive?
Because people complain they did in Call of Duty?
Yeah, I was about to say, I never really realized, but
it's because PC players are more likely to cheat.
Is it console only can play together? Like, can we play?
Yes. Console only can play.
It doesn't say Xbox only or PlayStation only.
It doesn't make... I don't know. It bums me out because I think that the anti-cheat in Marvel Rivals is good enough.
Better than Black Ops.
To where... You would think that cheating wouldn't be an issue, and I think that that would be the only thing that would separate, like, a PC player from a console player.
Well, how about we don't allow anyone to cheat? I don't know why. If it's good anti-cheat, then you don't have to worry about that. Let's put it that way. Number one. Number two, that we're making an assumption that that's the only reason. It could be, like, a leveling playing field kind of thing. Yeah. I'm just trying to be in their perspective of why they would separate. Because if you have quick play, quick match or whatever, like, it doesn't matter.
Sure.
Not really, but competitive, they obviously decided to make a hard stance on that one.
Yeah, I am a little bummed about that, I'm not going to lie, because I think that doing competitive with the boys would just be a blast.
It'd be fun.
Did you guys hop in a couple comp games?
No.
No? Just quick playing it up?
Not last night, no. Never have.
Yeah, I've dabbled in competitive. I got up to Silver 3, so there's that. Not in bronze, but...
I heard there was a guy trying to go Celestial. Did you hear about this? A Rocket Raccoon player. He tried to go make it Celestial by going zero damage.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. So
he accidentally dealt damage, unfortunately.
Yeah. Oh.
He made it all the way to, like, the highest rank of competitive, just, like, healing with Rocket.
Mm-hmm.
And then somehow he accidentally did damage. Go ahead and talk about it.
No, that was the only thing I was going to add is that, the update was that he just, like, accidentally dealt damage, but he did reach Celestial, which is hilarious.
Isn't that crazy? What a grind. What a team fucking player.
Yeah, that right click was just fucking humming.
Yeah. I wonder how he did damage, though.
I'm sure it was just an accident.
It's just you think he would know to not pull right trigger ever, so I don't know if it was an accident, what did he do? That's all.
Yeah.
Maybe his
finger slipped, something. I don't know.
Maybe he bumped into somebody and they fell off a map or so. I don't know. Like,
I bet you.
What are the chances?
Probably. Something dumb like that.
Well, you know how, like, in Call of Duty, you could throw a flashbang and it could kill somebody if they have one health or whatever?
I saw the clip of him doing damage and, like, he threw down, like, a Z-pack or something and then he just, like, moved his crosshair over and then you see it, like, switch from the tennis ball thing to, like...
Yeah.
The machine gun swirl, and he just, like, it was a total accident. He didn't mean to do it, for
that
sure.
That sucks. Make it that far.
Yeah.
Rocket's not my favorite healer, but...
Really?
Not my favorite. He's solid. Rob was doing pretty good with him last night. Should give him more practice.
Dude, Jeff can do a lot of damage.
Jeff can do a lot
of
damage.
Dude, yeah, no, those little water spurts are... Those things hurt.
His off... Like, when everyone's healed up and I'm in the back... And I can see everyone in front of me is, like, solid health. And shit's not going down. I'm spraying the whole time because I'm like...
You're peppering?
Yeah, I got to get in there, too. I got to get in the mix.
Dude, the first time I played with Jeff, I was just using my water cannon on everyone, thinking I'm doing damage, not knowing what the hell it did.
Just spraying him down.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a good moment for me to hop into my trivia question for today.
All right.
So, your trivia question today is, Which champions have the highest overall win rate, pick rate, and ban rate across all competitive modes in Season 1 of Marvel Rivals?
Win rate? So PC competitive.
This is... I don't think it's PC. I think it's just across all levels of competitive, all level, like, console and PC.
Win, I'm going to say Mantis. I remember seeing that somewhere. Ban, right, you said?
Yes.
Which character is most likely to be banned? I think Moon Knight, because he's overpowered.
Don't.
They're gonna nerf him. It's coming. And what was the other question?
And then pick rate. Which champion has the highest pick rate in competitive?
In competitive specifically?
Probably.
I want to say, like, Cloak or something like that. Like,
you would think it would be the similar answer to the top win, so it should be Mantis.
I want to say Mantis, too, but...
I'll give you a hint. They're all three different characters.
Ooh, okay.
Three different champions.
So let's go with Cloak. Mantis, Moon Knight, mm-hmm. and Cloak?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you guys went 1-for-3. The highest pick rate is indeed Cloak and Dagger.
She's the easiest fucking...
She's very effective.
She's so easy to use.
Very effective. And yeah.
And even like switching over to Dagger when someone comes in close, like you can do some serious hit scan damage.
Mm-hmm.
Like especially if like one of your teammates is getting kind of fucked up, I can switch over to offensive and like finish somebody off. Pause.
Great pause.
Okay. Cloak and Dagger is the highest pick rate?
Yes. The highest win rate is Storm.
What?
Damn.
Storm.
She's the least picked, or she has the lowest win rate in non-competitive. I read that earlier. Just base play.
Probably because people are bad at it. I don't know. Yeah. But the highest ban rate is Bruce Banner. Hulk.
Is he overpowered, or why would they ban Hulk?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. An interesting thing to note is that in competitive, I don't know which rank it starts at, but you only start banning agents at a certain rank. So it's not something that a lower tier player is doing, like banning or an agent. So I think that the higher tiered players, they clearly realize that, you know, Bruce Banner or the Hulk is an overpowered agent. It's probably because he has a great mix of mobility and like damage dealing.
Well, yeah, and technically gets 400? No, double health, right?
I don't even know how his kit works. I've never played a single minute as Bruce Banner, but
he is useless as Bruce Banner.
Oh, yeah.
His little pea shooter ain't doing anything.
He starts, like, falling into Bruce Banner, and he's shielded, which is pretty annoying. Just get that animation over with faster.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Maybe him turning into Hulk should be his ultimate. Instead of him coming in and then switching up and then dying again. It's a lot.
Someone posted this today in Marvel Rivals about why you didn't get healed.
Let's hear it.
Healers were obviously like the first, like, oh, we're the fucking healed, man. It's like a super easy scapegoat, and there are good and bad healers. Number one, I couldn't see you. Number two, I was already dead or coming back from spawn. I actually was healing you. You just didn't notice. You wouldn't hold still. The tank is my priority, and you're not the tank. If you are the tank, you're already below 10% health. You ran off from the group. I find you irritating. It's pretty funny.
I do notice that sometimes as a DPS player that sometimes I'm like, man, I didn't get healed. But then I was like, my map awareness, I'm like, wait, like I'm kind of like not in a good area to get healed at. So then it makes me more inclined to be a...
Okay, so hear me out. If you're in the three lane, which is typically how things are, right? Most of the time the team is in the middle lane, and then sometimes you have like Iron Man going up high on one side, or maybe like Spider-Man flanking around the other side. Like trying to heal that person is really tough.
If they're moving around, I'm back here, you can't.
Yeah, like, and then they're behind stuff, and like I see their red health, I'm like, I can't get you.
Yeah,
I'm trying to stay behind the squad of like four in front of me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that's why you don't get healed.
Sometimes. So yeah, the I thought that the when I read that statistic about the win rate and ban rate stuff, I was like, man, like maybe I should dabble some of those characters.
Sure.
Cause yeah, if you get good heals, dude, you can go on. You're unstoppable.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I mean, how many times have we shit on those people yesterday? Where it's like they couldn't even get on a point. Yeah. And no one, none of our team died.
Yeah. No, a good healer can definitely like make an average team better. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, you're just gonna survive for so much longer.
You can stay on point longer and allow them to do more damage.
Yeah.
So we played a game last night, and we were getting like completely shit on to the point where it's like we had three healers.
yeah.
And I was like, it's not changing anything, so I switched away from healing.
One healer's tough unless there's just a big difference between skill levels.
Mm-hmm.
Two is pretty standard, preferred. One, two, three is probably overkill. That means your team probably sucks if you have three.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
something's wrong with your team.
I mean, I think. Three is definitely like a... I think three is still a viable composition. I mean, I think one is virtually unplayable.
It's tough.
Three might work because you can have each attacking player can have their own healer.
I mean, because all it takes is like one good flank and your healer goes down and then you're cooked.
That's
you're
true,
so
too.
You're so cooked.
That's what Spider-Man fucking... The Wolverine, Spider-Man, Iron Fist when they get up in my shit.
Yeah.
I like Iron Fist.
He's so fucking annoying.
I played a few games with him yesterday. I was like, all right. I think I found a new player.
Yeah?
Yeah. But I did notice that it also depends on what game mode we're playing. Because if we're playing Escort, sure, all day I'll play Iron Fist.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're playing like Objective where we have to stay on point, it's Moon Knight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Moon Knight with a payload is... pretty good. I mean, I guess even Domination, he's pretty viable. And dude, those fucking Ankhs are the bane of my existence. The Ankhs are so annoying, and then the ult is I just think that the ult is just broken. It's broken.
I think both of those are gonna get nerfed.
I mean, one or the other has to, you know.
Can't. Why? There's nothing wrong with
the ultimate is the thing that drives me nuts about the ultimate is that it's undodgeable. It's actually undodgeable.
It's like one hit and you're out.
Yeah.
It's not like two splashes. It's just one splash.
Yeah.
And someone posted today on Reddit that it does double damage right now.
What?
Yeah.
Shit.
Oh, that's very interesting.
It says it's doing a certain number, but it's one hitting a bunch of people, which means it's not that number, if that makes sense.
Like the ultimate is doing double damage?
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be a very... I'm surprised that the community wouldn't be more outspoken about that.
They are. It just happened today. Someone found out. I mean, what do you think? The moon haunts you. You know when you hear that?
Yeah.
Run.
Or when I hear Jeff, when I hear him like start his ultimate.
Yeah.
I jump, get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
Or Scarlet Witch.
Yeah, the Scarlet Witch one though, it's like at least it takes forever to charge up.
It takes fucking forever.
What's her ultimate?
She just explodes.
Yeah, she
flies up in the air. Takes way too long.
I've definitely seen that ultimate just absolutely obliterate like five people on a point. That and then the Iron Man ult. I've seen the Iron Man ult just absolutely destroy a group of people.
I hate how you can just float in the air in like the corner and then just like blast people. And it's like,
yeah,
that's not fun.
It's pretty fun. I played some Iron Man.
That was an Iron Man player.
But then there's maps where he can like fly over like the buildings or like the obstacles. I feel like, and it's like that shouldn't be able. You shouldn't be able
to
do that.
It's hard to heal him. Number one, true. Two, he doesn't have that much health, and he still moves slow. He's high, but he doesn't move fast. He's fun, but yeah, his pulse from his chest or whatever. That one, yeah, on a point or something like that. I mean, all the ultimates excel at like. Seeing a group of four enemies on one point, that's usually like when you're trying to use your fucking ult.
Yeah.
He's trying to swing the game the other way, you know, wipe out four of their teammates so you can get on point.
Yeah.
Everything is pretty effective at that.
Yeah. It's just, to me, it's so interesting because the two characters that I wanted to talk about or compare was Moon Knight and Namor. And the reason why is because the Namor ult is so similar to the Moon Knight ult in terms of, like, it's a certain radius and, like, it does damage. But the Moon Knight one is, like, way more powerful
than
and,
the whale
and
one.
The whale
it looks sick though.
And the whale so one, stupid. The whale one does not one shot people, but like it'll also stun them. But like it just seems
trying
like,
to go for kills though on that.
But like yeah, like the Namor ult just like isn't that good. Like,
pretty weak, not a great character.
Yeah, I mean he's, you know what he's really good at. He's a good counter for is fucking Iron Man and those floating agents. Because if you can get a right click harpoon on the while you have your turrets up on the Iron Man, you're gonna take him down very very quickly. It's not like you're a Star Lord or just some other DPS character where you're like shooting in the sky and just like or like think of like a Hela, right? Because it's like the primary is still a little slow, and like it's like if you're not hitting him consistently, like he's just gonna fly away. But like. With a Namor, like you could take him down so much faster, so much easier. I mean, you still got to hit your shots to a degree, but once you do, those turrets are super effective.
Do we know when we're getting new players?
Max said every 6 weeks, and we got Mr. Fantastic pretty recently.
So an Invisible Woman.
Yeah, I was about to say. I thought we got. I thought Black Widow was more recent than
maybe.
So they're going to finish off the Fantastic Four crew?
Probably. The Thing is coming, is what I heard.
What about the Fire Guy?
I don't know.
That'll be a fun character to just chase Iron Man around all match.
Yeah, it's a shame that we're just going to dominate quick play. We're literally going to get so good at quick play. Like,
so here's someone data mined some sort of code and found 22 characters
in the works, you're saying? Or
yeah, like in the back end. The only ones I recognize are Captain Marvel and Deadpool.
Oh my god, Deadpool, another what seems like would be an annoying agent to play against, because yeah, Spider-Man is just,
but I'm surprised Bucky has a pistol and not like a machine gun like he has in the movies.
I think they're just trying to balance the game. Yeah, Human Torch is coming, so is the
Human
Thing.
Human Torch, okay.
Bucky can be effective, but I've also absolutely decimated Buckys that can't hit their shots. When they can't hit, he's fucking useless, dude.
If you anyone that has long range and like they're effective, dude, it's like a one tap half the time and you're just like, what the hell just happened?
Like Hela or Punisher against him at any sort of range, yeah, he's cooked. Dunzo.
Yeah. I definitely enjoy playing as Bucky, but I just feel like I'm not good enough, not effective enough with him, so it's really annoying.
If you're locked in with your shots, he's super effective.
Yeah.
Like, definitely. Can be. What's a character you guys want to try this week?
Probably either Storm or Bruce Banner.
Storm, I see her ultimate more recently. Like, it seems fucking effective. The tornado thing?
Yeah.
Fucking annoying, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know her base kit or whatever, but that seems effective.
Yeah, I do have some minutes logged in with Storm.
Hey, Zol.
And I didn't realize with Storm, so like, for PC players, it's like you use shift and you can change like if you want to deal more damage or get a movement boost. And I think when I was playing her, I was in the movement phase, and I think that's why I didn't enjoy my time with her. I noticed that with the movement or like being able to go up and down is, I don't enjoy that movement aspect as much.
Yeah.
As I do with like a, I don't know, but maybe I want to try out like another physical like dive character, like Panther or even who's the Jet Li guy? What's his
Iron
name?
Iron Fist.
Iron Fist. Yeah, Panther, Iron Fist. Like one of those two, I think would be fun.
I like Iron Fist because you can self heal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard his regeneration is really good.
Yeah, because he can run on walls, which is also lit. So, I like it. deal
a snowstorm? Where are you going?
Mia is dressed up in full North Face and a beanie. And it's currently...
Is it 55 degrees outside?
It's, yeah, 58 degrees outside. I'll tell you what, though.
It's 52.
I've been so cold in my apartment recently, and it's been very, very uncomfortable. I refuse to turn the heater on because, well, seems ridiculous.
I'd like to play Hulk, too. He looks like fun. I feel like we chew him up every time I see him, though. Like... Either people are bad with him, like there's a high skill gap maybe or something, or learning curve maybe is really tough.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we chew him up all the fucking time, dude.
Yeah.
He's big, so like a shotgun, you know, like with Punisher, just fucking chews him up. He has a shit ton of health, don't get me wrong, but...
Yeah. Well, I think the thing, too, is that he doesn't have a shield, does he? It's not like...
He gets a shield. I think he does. He gets a little red bubble around him sometimes.
I believe he does have a shield, but he's also like so big and like infamous in a sense that like I feel like teams focus on him, you know, like,
yeah,
more so than like Strange, who's a little more low-key in a sense.
I see. Yeah, you're probably right about that.
I think I want to try out more heals.
Yeah,
but for sure, like Penny, I was fucking shit up with Penny. Yeah, last night. Yeah,
I feel like Penny's a good like entry tank,
totally viable. Yeah, I don't love her ultimate that much.
You don't like sprinting around just dropping little turds?
No.
Haven't used it.
I think like offensively, like just her gun standard shot is really good. I like that. But I'd rather play Venom.
Yeah, because
Venom's a lot riskier.
You keep saying like if you have a good healer, dude, you're deadly with Venom.
It applies to a lot of tanks, but yeah, like,
yeah,
if you have two decent healers, Venom can be a huge fucking problem.
Yeah,
but he definitely needs it because he's a melee character. So like,
but you can team up with Spider-Man or Penny, and then they get like
Venom
some
can?
Yeah, and then they get like a Venom special or whatever, like a special.
We just don't need two tanks usually.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Two tanks is really good, but just yeah, something about being a tank is, I don't know. It's the one.
No, you don't like the movement usually.
Mobility. Yeah, I think what drives me nuts is that I don't feel like I'm dealing nearly enough damage, or like even that, or I'm just like constantly getting like flanked or something like that. I don't feel like I don't know.
You are.
I'm not
the tank, so like
I'm not a fan of Thor. He's hard to like understand and play.
I've seen people do well with him, but yeah, I'm not sure. Same thing with Captain America. I'm not really sure how to use him.
Just running around.
Because, dude, if you get Iron Fist in your face, you're done.
The hell's that?
You know, Mia's got the Bluetooth connected.
But that's...
So she's listening to her podcast when she doesn't realize it.
Have you heard that Dan Soder bit where he's talking about, like, his girlfriend goes to take a shower, so he's going to beat his meat or whatever? And he didn't realize that his phone was connected to the Bluetooth in the bathroom. So she's taking a shower, listening to music, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, yeah. And he keeps turning it up because he can't hear it on his phone. So she's turning it down on the speaker, and he's turning it up on his phone. And then he finally realizes, and his girlfriend comes out of the shower and is like, were you watching porn or something? No, dude, I don't know. That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm sure that's happened to a bunch of people, but that's just funny.
You gotta watch out for your Bluetooth connections.
You really do.
Gotta watch out. Yeah, Venom though is good at the melee. Like if Iron Fist gets in his face, he has this thing where he can slow everyone down next to him. So like slowing down someone like Iron Fist would be huge.
Yeah.
And Rob, me and James have a week and a half until it's 5K time.
Hell yeah.
That's right.
You getting after it or what? Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
I'm ready.
LFG. LFG.
You guys like the group chat picture?
Dude, I was trying to blow it up. I couldn't blow it up. It's like I do. I think I kind of see it looks like a Jeff in the middle or something.
Yeah, I can't blow it up either. That's all I can see.
Maybe I'll send it to you guys. Yeah, I don't know.
It's great.
Yeah, no, I just see the Jeff the Landshark in the middle and just looks like a school or something of people.
It's with like a gang of Chicago like gangsters.
Is he really?
It's a bunch of brothers.
That's so funny.
Meanwhile, it's him with a big old smile on his head. Also, I just sent the picture right now.
How do you find these things?
I just Googled, like, because I was trying to think of a new name, because we don't really play Call of Duty anymore. So I wanted to like come up with a new name. I'm still working on the name, but.
Oh my God, this is That's so funny.
Tell me you want to have Jeff as a pet in real life.
Yeah.
He definitely be.
I like Jeff.
I like Jeff. Good, nice little character.
Yeah, this is just phenomenal. It'd be funny if they were like holding up gang signs or something like that, but it's still hilarious. Just the wife beaters and the chains, and you just see Jeff the Land Shark in the middle.
Yeah, Jeff's hilarious. Anyone got anything else? Rob, you got your notes?
Yeah.
I have this written down right here. I just want to say it out loud. Intergalactic jizz monsoon. Go ahead.
What?
yeah, Rob, follow that up.
I was supposed to follow that.
Intergalactic jizz monsoon. Moving on.
All right. What is the first song lyric that comes to your mind right now?
Right now?
Gold all the mouth.
Of course.
Haunts you until this day.
Right this second? Well, now I'm thinking about yeah, it, so it's kind of not fair, and now I just heard that song.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've had the Thong Song stuck in my head all day, so it'd be that one.
It's been on, I think, more than just today.
I love that song. I was blasting that a lot today. I've been listening to a lot more butt rock bangers. That's been my jam lately.
Butt rock bangers?
Yeah. It's
Is that a playlist on Spotify or something?
It's a term for radio stations that do that thing where they're like, we play nothing but rock. So it's a joke on that. Butt rock?
Nothing but rock. Yeah.
Nothing but the hardest rock. Now Imagine Dragons.
Butt rock. What you guys, K-Rock.
What you guys been listening to?
Dude, I've been on the 90s rap kick.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Some good playlists out there.
Oh, man. West Side Connection, Dre, Tupac. Oh, so
bangers.
Good. So good.
Yeah.
There's this one song that I was listening to, or like, I was running and somebody was playing it in their car, and it was I could tell it was a Dre song, but I haven't been able to find the song, but I was like, oh my God, I want to listen to this song. I still can't find it.
How did it go?
Is it still Dre?
Forgot about Dre?
No.
How did it go?
Dude, I don't even... The thing is that I wouldn't even... I'm so bad at this kind of stuff.
If
I heard the song, I'd for sure be able to pick it out, but I haven't been able to find it, which is pretty weird because I feel like it would be a popular one.
Dr. Dre was rapping on it?
I think so.
Or did it just sound like a Dr. Dre kind of song?
I'm not going to be able to give you a whole lot here. I haven't been able to find the song.
Hmm.
But if I do, I'll share.
How does it go, though?
I mean, I'm not going to be able to give you a whole lot here, fellas. I'm sorry.
Huh.
It's probably why I can't find it, because I don't know shit about it.
Can't even think of one line from it? Damn, how are you going to find it?
Pure luck?
That is the worst feeling, though.
It's terrible.
Like, you want to find that song? Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't have my Shazam app ready when the car was driving by.
What song is that?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't even think of any lyrics right now. Or a song.
Nothing?
Nothing.
You asked the question. Think of a lyric. Just think of a lyric. What comes to your head? First lyric that comes to your head.
Let me look and see what I was listening to on the way here.
What's that?
Jeff the Land.
Dan it. His ultimate's not that good, dude.
I mean, if you get three players and knock them off the map, I think it's equally as effective.
Most of them come back. That's the problem.
Well, very map specific, I think.
I know, but you throw them off the ledge and then a lot of them come back.
That's how it works. It's a respawn game.
No, like they fly back up onto land.
You have to find the people who can't fly, like double jump and glide.
But I'm just trying to remove people from the point.
That's true.
Honestly, like it's too hectic. I can't be like, I need this guy to leave before I can call this in. It's like,
all right,
I got to do it.
Figured out the song.
Okay.
Or I guess lyric.
What's the lyric?
Well, I don't remember. I don't know the lyrics. I don't know how it goes. It's the new Sexy Red song with Bruno Mars.
Haven't heard it.
Because Bruno Mars' verses or what he says is pretty interesting that it's coming out of his mouth.
What's the lyric?
I'll have to look it up.
Let me see. We gaming tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was about to say, let's wrap this up. This game.
I gotta go run after.
No. How many miles you clocking in?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, come on, man.
I don't ask you about your miles.
No, I don't give a fuck.
You wish I did care, though.
I wish you would share your training.
I don't know if I can say all this on air.
There's no way there's N-bombs in it.
There's no N-bombs, but...
Is it sexual?
Pretty derogatory.
It's very sexual. It's a Sexy graphic? Red song.
Oh, boy. We'll do it in her voice.
It's not. It's his voice. It's he's the
do
one.
Do it in his voice. Let's hear it.
Basically, he's saying it's fat, juicy, and wet.
Jeez.
I don't even.
Why would you do that to our listeners?
I don't even gangbang.
Uh huh.
I'm going to clean it up a little bit. Kitty's so good, it makes me throw up a set.
I'm trying to understand that line.
Why is Bruno. Because
he don't even gangbang.
Yep.
But it's so good, it makes me throw up a set.
Yeah, but why is he throwing up a set?
Well, I think what he's saying is like,
I don't know if that's what he means. Let's hit Rap Genius for that one.
Yeah.
I've said this before and I'll say it again. Big Sean needs to be locked up for his atrocious bars. Putting it on air right now. Pussy. She doing tricks for the pussy with her pussy. I guess she's a magician. You're fired.
How is anyone like, yeah, dude, that was great.
Dude, that was awesome.
Lyricist of the century.
Put Molly all in her champagne.
She ain't even what?
That's a good song.
I was about to say, UNO, that is a gas song.
That song is absolute fire.
Yeah, I don't even know it.
That one line is not good.
Yeah, brings me back to Fullerton.
He's Molly all in my champagne. Sus bar. I'll look up some more sus bars while you guys think.
Forgot who. There was a rapper that basically ratted himself out. Do you remember that?
Sure, it wasn't Rick Ross. I think he
about murdering someone.
YNW Melly.
Was it Young Thug or YNW or someone?
I forgot the song, but at the beginning he's like, oh, this shit recording, and then he starts going on. I was like, come on, bro.
Well, let me tell you something. You might got more cash than me, but you ain't got the skills to eat a brother's ass like me.
Who the fuck said that?
Who said that? Name that rapper.
Was it Big?
Cannabis.
Biggie? Oh. Biggie's had a sus one.
Yeah, he's the one that says, you look so good, I'd suck on your daddy's dick.
Name that rapper.
Oh.
It's Biggie Smalls.
Biggie Smalls. Biggie Smalls is kind of a fire rap name. What would be our rap names if we had them? I think there's got to be rules to this. We all can't pick our own rap name. We got to pick it for you.
Oh, no.
I'd probably say yours is... I got something written down here.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, and it's funny you asked this.
Rob, you're going to be intergalactic jizz monster. And Blake, you're gonna be loose cunt.
Damn.
Yep.
I guess that makes you magician, or what does that make you, bro?
I'm Bill Gluckman.
Bill Gluckman.
Or Ned Schneebly. I'll take either of those.
Why do you get the cool ones?
Are those cool?
Better than intergalactic.
Intergalactic jizz monsoon's pretty tough.
Tough look for the boys. This is my buddy. Change your name on Arrivals.
No.
So how many skins have you guys bought?
Zero skins. It's going to stay that
way. Come on.
I've gotten three free ones.
You guys going to be a default skin?
Yeah.
For the players I don't play? Or for the players I do play, yeah, it's all default. Did you guys use the code Max sent you guys?
No.
I did not.
Damn, you guys are slacking on that.
Yeah,
did you get it?
Yeah.
It's an Iron Man one?
Yeah. I have an Iron Man one, a Spider-Man, and a Penny. It's good.
Interesting that PlayStation got them for free.
They usually give out stuff for free.
Surprised.
Xbox doesn't do that?
No, they just give out like Black Ops 6 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I remember back in the day looking up like Xbox Live codes, like trying to get Xbox Live for free. Didn't work.
No. That's funny.
I was thinking about this earlier. If we're all on a competitive team for Marvel Rivals, what would your character be? Because you got to put all the bullshit aside. You got to put your most effective character out there.
I think we should pick for one another, not just ourselves.
Hmm.
Like, we can't pick our own.
Okay. What was that?
Huh?
What?
For Blake, I'd pick Squirrel Girl.
Yeah? You're pretty effective, yeah.
It's either that or Cloak. Because I'm trying to think, if Max is on our team, I would want him to be either Penny or Cloak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's good with either of those. You're also good with Cloak. But you're also good with Squirrel Girl. You're super effective with Squirrel Girl.
Yeah, no,
I used her a little bit, but yeah, I see how you like her.
Never used her.
Dealing an absurd amount of damage, like so good. It's another character though. It's very map specific.
Mm-hmm.
There are some maps that are not very good with that agent, and it's very like she. I think it's more of like the tight quarters maps, but she does really well when it's just like one big lane.
Yeah, because didn't you say the Acorns have to like bounce off stuff or something to maximize damage?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you can be like, you could play around a corner and like bounce the acorns off walls and it'll kind of land in the middle of the lane. And so like you're not even exposing yourself and you're like, you know, attacking a point. But, I forget which map it is, but it's like the map where it's like, it's very tight, but then it's like a big cylinder and there's like two levels.
The city? Is it that one?
Well, there's the one that like has like that cliff or like that ocean side. Like that one is like, again, that's another map where not very good for Squirrel.
Is that the one where we both kind of come in like?
Yeah.
Yeah, not my favorite map.
Yeah. I would say overall, I mean, I think the maps are great and Arrivals in general.
I like the Japanese ones are interesting.
I love the Japanese map.
I like the art style.
I love that map. That's a great map.
I like them all. I don't know any of their fucking names, I'll be honest. I like the one that's outdoor. You kind of both go up to this platform in the middle and contest the point.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to describe this shit either.
Yeah, no, I mean, they all have like weird names. But I think the Tokyo map that you're talking about, I think that's called Spider Islands, and it's based in Shibuya.
Well, there's Tokyo 2099.
One of the main names.
And there's Spider Islands and there's Shinshibuya.
Yeah, the Shibuya one, yeah.
There's that many maps?
I told you, there's one I haven't played before. And we played it. I was like, I've never played this one. And everyone's like, yes, you have. Just on a opposite side. And I'm like, I don't think so. I haven't played them all.
There's only one, two. Well, one's multiplayer, so I gotta take that out.
What do you mean multiplayer?
Like Team Deathmatch.
Oh, what the hell?
Shit sucks. It's not fun. Yeah, I like the map, the art style for sure.
I think I'd put you with as Venom or Yef.
Yeah, I'll play those.
Or Punisher.
I'll play that too.
Worst case scenario.
Yeah, hard to be ineffective with Punisher for sure.
I think there is like a... I think what makes a good Punisher player versus like a not good Punisher player is your ability to use his movement.
The grappling hook?
The hook and the smoke.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like using the smoke as much as I can. I even like aim it like 45 degrees up and like onto their team. Because it does damage.
Mm.
I'll get kills doing that. Mm. And he can see through it. Punisher can see through it. So you shoot through the smoke.
I see. Yeah, the Punisher is just a great overall character. I think I would rather have Rob be on the Punisher.
So you know he wants to play Moon Knight, though.
I'm waiting for someone to say Moon Knight.
I don't know, man. Once he gets that nerf, though, dude.
I'll still play him.
Be cool if you played Iron Fist.
Yeah. I was playing work.
Yeah, you get a couple kills in the beginning. People are like, "This guy's a problem. We need to focus this Iron Fist."
Dude, well, one guy was fucking me up yesterday.
I went to put the kids to sleep before I jumped on with you guys, and Malachi's still playing. I was like, "Oh, you're playing." I'm like, "Oh, and you're playing Iron Fist." I'm like, "Oh, let me go get ready for bed. I'll play for you for a little bit." And I was putting in where I've got his highlight of the match at the end. I was like, damn.
You're like, look at what daddy can do.
I took out like three different people and he's like, that was me. I'm like, that was not you.
I've heard there's bot lobbies.
Yeah, we're in them.
We are the bots.
Those are the lobbies that we play in.
I mean, we play with
Well, it's the ones where we kill it. Those are bot lobbies. But the one where we get our fucking asses kicked, I guess those aren't.
Well, we played a few games with Elijah that day.
What are Iron Fist like skills? What are like his things?
So he has like the quick punching, but it almost looks like he pulls out like little like daggers almost that makes him punch faster, and he has like a nice spinning kick, and then he has like a self healing mode that you can just tap real quick. And then I haven't really got a hold of his ultimate and like really done any effective damage with it.
You gotta figure that out.
I feel like the ultimate is very similar to his base attacks. It's just like faster.
But yeah, he can run on walls, which is nice because I usually just like go high, run, because he can like triple jump almost. Run high on the wall and I'll drop in on like the enemy and then fuck shit up.
Yeah, his movement is definitely like one of the better parts.
Unreal.
You were playing a little Namor last night. What do you think?
I think Namor is really good. I do. I think, I mean, maybe really good's too strong. I think he's great to round out a team.
Over another character?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think that a lot of the DPS players are kind of like solo players, but I think that the Namor turrets, it's just a very simple character, really effective, and like he does do a lot of damage, but I think that the reason why he doesn't get more play for me is that I think that the game is too team dependent and his ultimate isn't impactful enough, because it's like you really do need some key ultimates that either like keep you from losing lives or like are able to get like two players or three players. Like those really, really impacts the game. And I think that most of the common players that are champions that are picked, they have effective ultimates, and the Namor ultimate, just unless you combo it with a Moon Knight ult, it kind of like isn't effective.
I feel like you can see his coming because the floor kind of changes to like water.
Yeah,
and that's when you know, like, either like jump and get out, or, but yeah, Moon Knight. I see people escape mine all the time, but I think that's just me. I think that's just me because they see me running in to point, and they just know to leave. Or
I think people know by like the audio or whatever visual cue it may be, like get the fuck out of there because it is gonna kill you.
Yeah,
you know. Dude, yeah, fucking Scarlet Witch's range is seemingly long as fuck with her ultimate. Same thing with Iron Man's pulse blast.
Yeah.
Range seems like it's huge.
Yeah, I don't know. Scarlet Witches, they don't really scare me, though. It's like I can see their ultimate coming a mile away, and I just don't think that their base attacks are nearly strong enough.
The base attack is solid.
I mean, it's
but yeah. You spray the base attack the entire time, like you don't let up, and then you throw the hooks at the same time.
Yeah.
It's pretty effective. But yeah, the ultimate, anytime I use it effectively, I'm triggering it behind a corner and then like waiting like 2 seconds and then going out into like, that's when I'm most effective.
Yeah.
I was kind of bummed I couldn't heal you.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
I didn't give you enough warning.
Yeah. Because you're like, heal me. And I'm like, I'm out of heals.
Yeah, Jeff has to eat a fish or whatever before he can...
lay on his back or whatever, eat the fish, and then he's back at it.
Jump.
Yeah, it was like my struggle was trying to keep people's health above like halfway or critical.
That's your whole thing.
And I'm just trying to throw the bubbles out there, and then even that's just hard because I'm like, everyone's moving. I'm like, stop fucking moving.
Yeah. But. All right, let's wrap it.
Yep.
If you guys enjoyed this episode 90 of the Bumper and Boys podcast, leave a like, send us an email. It's your boy Blake.
Your boy Rob.
And Goose.
Get your hours in on Marvel Rivals. We're clocking in.
Peace.
See you.